to keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 19th day of January in the year of our Lord, 2019. We are open for callers, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be with our first caller in just a minute. If you haven't seen ruralsurvival.show, our website, in the past couple of weeks, you have not seen it. I would encourage you to take a look there. You might find some stuff. I know there's over 4 gigabytes of free downloads on there for you folks now, completely free. Also, if you're going to shop on Amazon, do me a favor, us a favor. Go to ruralsurvival.show, click on products, and there you'll see our direct link to Amazon. You click on that, no matter what you buy, without increasing your prices, you give us a tiny little bit of income. Sure, appreciate it if you would do that for us, folks. Okay, we're going to go to JR in California. Good morning, JR.
Yeah, good morning, Tim, Laurie, and Rick. How are you?
Doing good, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, I had a lot of noise going in the shop, Rick, whenever you were speaking about that tree that grows in Florida, and I did not catch the name.
Moringa, M-O-R-I-N-G-A. It's called the Miracle Tree. There's a documentary on YouTube if you want to see it, but there are other. I'll see if I can find it. I'm sitting in front of a computer. There's another one where this good old boy and his wife, who I guess have been doing, I've never seen their work, have been doing videos, and he talks about his arthritis miracle being attributed to this powder extract, which he is mixing into, gosh, I forget what he said. I don't know if he's doing smoothies or putting it on cereal or what. It just doesn't mix. If you just try to stir it into water, it just doesn't mix in. It just kind of floats on the top. It doesn't mean it's not difficult to get down. You just have to find a way to do it. I'll put it in the morning. I have one of those Ninja blenders, and I'll put in a banana and apple, maybe some celery, right, and a half a teaspoon of that stuff with some clear water, and just hit that thing. And believe me, you'll never know where the moringa went.
Or you could just pour it over maybe top of a salad or beans or something.
Yep, babe. I think she said she's been sprinkling it on the salad. Yeah.
Okay. And what was the name of that link that that whenever we go through Amazon, because we don't
normally
do computers?
All you got to do, JR, is go to Rural Survival, all one word, .show. Okay. When you pull that up across the top, there's a navigation bar. And if you click on the one that says products, it's a drop down, and it's got a direct link from right there using our basically commission code that goes to Amazon. And what it costs you, folks, is one or two more clicks. It doesn't cost anything in money, but it sure does help us out.
Okay, Rural Survival Show.
Yeah, ruralsurvival.show. Dot show is now a
dot
new
show.
TLD, boy. Yeah. That's a new TLD now. They came up with about 100 new ones. And we decided to try a dot show.
That really
it looked to me
great.
Like if you go to it looked to me like if you go to products and then you drop down and it's the Amazon link.
Yes. There's one Gramercy product, and there's one, I'm going there right now.
Well, I bought, I was in there a couple times. I got some important stuff like sunglasses and banjo finger picks, stuff that everybody should have.
Oh, yeah, our banjos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only American
Instrument. Rick, bring the banjo and maybe you could give us a little performance or something. I like banjo.
I've been trying to talk him into this. I want to get him and Mike from Kentucky on.
Oh, yeah. In the next couple of weeks, I'll give you 60 seconds of Foggy Mountain Breakdown, if that's what you want.
Play a little Mean Mary, too.
Hey, well, listen, I really appreciate the information. Thank you, and I won't take any more time so other callers can get in.
Oh, you're fine, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you for your call, JR. Call back anytime, buddy.
Yes, and adios from the state of California.
Sure, you betcha. Have fun.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have another caller, Art on line 5. Good morning, Art.
Hey, guys. I think your broadcast is probably one of my most favorite of all the RBN broadcasts, because prepping is something that is so important to me.
I agree.
Because of the way I live. But to touch on three topics, and I'll make it real quick here. The first one is the moringa. It's also known as the fig tree, the horseradish tree, the ben oil tree, and the benzoil tree. It's used for everything from antioxidants, lower your blood sugar, reduce inflammation, lower cholesterol, really good, and grows in a wide range of habitats. The other thing is the mullein. Now, mullein is something that I have growing in my yard along with the mint.
Do too.
And mullein is really awesome because mullein has so many uses. You wouldn't dry it out to where it's crumbly. You would dry it to where you would not put it in a jar and seal it because it would mold. It would be dry, but it would still be pliable.
You dry it about like tobacco, I think.
Right. You wouldn't want it dry and crumbly. You want it slightly moist. And this is the condition in which you would smoke it, and it would be used for asthma, pneumonia, cold, sore throat, chronic congestion, bronchitis, these kind of things. You can draw the oil from it, and the oil is used for various different things, such as like earache. Flower can be used to treat colds. The root can be boiled to create like a natural soothing syrup. So mullein is a really awesome, awesome, awesome plant. And the third thing is with the baby chicken. I don't ever buy starter crumbles, ever. To me, that's a waste of money.
What do you do?
I get a 16 to 18% protein-rich grain, whole grains, and I grind it up myself. Then I get of hog feed. Hog feed is high in protein. And you mix about 1/4 cup of hog feed to 3/4 cup of ground 16 to 18% protein grains, mix that up, give that to your baby chickens. It's the same damn thing as starter crumbles, only you're making it yourself.
Right. Now, do you add any hard-boiled egg into that, Art?
No, what I do is I save my eggshells, and then I roast them, and then I crush them down.
Powder, yeah.
And then I mix that in with it.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Yeah. That boiled egg doesn't hurt either.
Yeah.
Oh, no. People think that's cannibalism, but chickens will eat their eggs just as quickly as they'll eat anything else.
I know you, Rick, you and Art know what you're talking about, and since I'm the one that talks all of about the chickens all the time. Maybe you ought to, you guys ought to go off on having to have some kind of grit for the chickens and what happens if you don't.
Oh, well, Art, go ahead with the grit. Yeah, you better have the grit. Now, of course, I'm using crushed oyster shells, but the eggshell, yeah, but the eggshells work well, too.
Yep. The crushed oyster shell, I think, is the best as far as your grit goes. Mm-hmm. Something else I've noticed, and it was really weird. I found this completely by accident. Chicken will swallow anything. They will swallow
yes.
a piece of glass. They'll swallow small, tiny pieces of plastic. All of this is going to get caught up in the gizzard, which is nothing but a big muscle which the chicken uses to grind its feed. This is where the grit is
right.
stored. The grit is stored in the gizzard, and when the gizzard moves, it literally uses all the grit to grind its food up. This is how
I'm glad you brought that up, because people don't understand that if you don't give a chicken grit or bird, they simply will die.
Yeah,
he'll die. So a lot of times what I'll do is...
Believe it or not, they'll starve to death with 10 pounds of food in front of them.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll take a big old bag of oyster shells like you were talking about, crush them down a little bit where they're, you know, small little pieces about the size of a little bit bigger than a seed bead, I guess you would say. And then I'll just throw that right in the feed trough. Just throw it right in there with it.
That's
and they
what
eat
I do.
It up right along with their food. Don't even think about it.
That's what I do.
Yep. And when you're free ranging,
we'll do again.
Yeah, when you're free ranging, it's real easy because now you're just going to throw it right on the ground where you feed them inside the pen, and they're just going to pick it up at will. The chickens will eat anything. It's amazing.
Yeah.
They'll eat anything.
Sure, yeah. They are garbage disposals. That's what they are.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
And. So if you
and
don't
if it moves,
it,
they'll even eat it quicker.
Yeah, and if you don't want to use a compost pit or anything like that, just take it out and throw it in the pen with your chickens. They'll make quick work of it.
Oh, yeah.
I've mentioned this. That fellow who I really like his work, he's British, but he moved to Sweden, and he's got a brilliant homestead out there. His name is Richard Perkins. If you want to find out what your chickens are up to, take a 50-pound bag of, say, crushed oyster shells and dump it in the pen and watch. Watch what they do. Watch how quickly they get rid of 50 pounds. And then you'll understand what, say, a dozen chickens can do in what period of time. And then you'll know at that point how much you've got to give them.
Yeah.
Right.
And I've found from my personal experience, generally, like if I have a dozen birds, that means I've probably got two roosters and 12 hens. So I've got 14
right.
birds. And because I free range, I don't have to use a whole lot of feed. I'm only using just enough feed to give them the incentive to want to come back to the pen and back to the house every night. And
right.
so for 14 birds, I'm probably going to do about 3 cups of feed, and for that 3 cups of feed, I'm going to throw maybe a half a cup to 3/4 cups of the oyster shell in there, and we're good to go.
Yeah. I would say, that is a plan. I mean, I'd stick with that. We know it's working, so,
yeah.
But and what again, we'll do, you know, we'll take stuff. Oh, I'm sorry, Art, didn't mean to step on you.
Oh, no, it's okay. And of course, again, talking about the breeds of birds, because I know you mentioned breeds of birds, depending on what you want to do, you know, personally, I like the black ocelorp and the dominator.
I do, too.
Because they're both very good-sized birds. They're both very docile. The roosters are very calm and relaxed, as opposed to, I know a lot of people around my area, they like the Rhode Island Red, but the problem with the Rhode Island Red is the rooster tends to be a rather aggressive bird. So I try to go with the more relaxed, more docile birds, which is why I stick with the black ocelorps. I stick with the buff Orpingtons, the Dominickers, and even the white leggings are not bad. They're also a pretty decent sized bird. The problem with the white legging is the white legging is more of a layer than he is a meat bird.
Well, yeah, it's a good to have everything. It's good to have dual purpose, you know, because at the end of a 2-year cycle, when these birds are slowing down with their laying, you know, that's when they become a stewing chicken, I guess. And it's nice to have something like a Rhode Island Red or a Buff Orpington or an Australorp, because you know you're looking at several pounds of meat right there, that 2 or 3 pounds of meat that is good. It's good meat.
Yeah, and something else I've noticed with chickens, and this is maybe it's just my imagination, but it seems to me with chickens, when you try to keep a pure bloodline in your flock, like I've got nothing here but, you know, black Australorps.
Right.
Well, you end up with a lot of inbreeding. If you're trying to get babies out of this, you're going to end up with a lot of inbreeding. So what I'll do a lot of times is I will mix my birds. I'll have like a group of birds over here will be like 3 or 4 Buff Orpingtons, 3 or 4 black Australorps, maybe a couple Dominickers in there with them, and then a good, healthy rooster for them. And that way, I'm going to end up not with purebred chickens, but with mixed breed chickens, and it's really going to diversify my gene pool and give me some unique birds that when I go to market, nobody's got my baby chicks. I'm the only one that's got them.
Do these things taste like chicken? Because everything does.
Kind of like turkey,
I just wanted
Rick.
To check. I thought I should. Because everybody's going to ask what it tastes like, and everything tastes like chicken, so I figured they did.
Yeah. You know, Art, what you're saying, though, Gloria and I have done that, and the problem is still after 7 or 8 years, we got to get new stock.
Right. You're going to be turning over your stock, but you're going to get a lot more out of it if you do that than if you try to keep a pure stock.
Oh, I agree. Right. I absolutely agree. Pure stock, 2 seasons.
Most of the breeds that you've mentioned also have great sitters. So that means the hens actually will sit on the eggs and hatch them. Some of the breeds will lay them and just kind of walk away, and then you're left with just collecting the eggs and either hatching them yourself or eating them.
Right. And I'm a lazy guy, so the last thing I want to do is going out there turning eggs over. So I'm going to get the breeds that are going to have good sitters. You know,
right.
I agree.
Hens.
Well, when Tim and I are hatching eggs, we will usually bring the eggs in, and then I will go through them, and I will actually pick out the ones that are the hens. So we hatch more hens than we do roosters, unless we're running low in the freezer on roosters, you know.
I think you're confusing people. For people that don't know, tell them how you pick pullets from cockerels when they're still in the egg.
Okay. When you look at the egg, you bring them in and you look at the egg. The eggs at the one end, okay, the more pointier end, the pointier the egg is at that end is a rooster. If it's more rounded, smoother, then it's a hen.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
And most
Lori's
people don't
got
know
about
that.
A 90% success rate on that.
So we end up with more hens than roosters. The pointier it is, it's a rooster.
Huh.
So,
I did not know that. I always had to wait until they were, like, big enough to be able to start to see the wattle.
Some breeds of hens actually have wattles, so it's confusing, you know?
Yeah. Well, what I've always done was I always just let them hatch out, you know, but always try to have a good broody hen and then let them hatch out and then watch as they grow and start spinning my roosters out because I can eat my roosters, you know, and, you know,
right.
I get a lot more out of a rooster than I do out of an egg. But that's good to know because now I know how to actually sort my eggs. That's ingenious. I didn't know that. Anyway, thanks.
Well,
it's been great.
I don't know where Lori heard it. But she does it. She's been doing that for 30 years, I know for a fact. And she's got it down to a science. I am not that good at it. She can get 90-95% success.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes, so everybody just hang on and we'll continue our conversation. See you in a couple minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Back to Real Survival here on RBN. We have on the line with us Art, and we have been talking about chickens. So was there anything else you gentlemen would like to mention on this subject?
Art, anybody? Did you have anything else? We might have lost Art, Lori.
Okay.
Well, we've got another caller waiting.
He was saying goodbye.
Yeah. Well, we do have another caller. It's White Rose on line 3. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, folks. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Hear you loud and clear.
Okay, good. I hate to put a damper on what you guys are talking
about.
Well,
let's hear it.
Trust me, you won't do that.
I hate to spoil your day. But you folks seem like really nice folks and well-intentioned in the regards for survival. And this basically have to do with survival, okay? Not just in rural America, but in the entire country. Is there anybody else you can do business with other than Amazon?
not make any money, honestly. And we're not getting rich. I mean, right now, there's been 5 sales and $1.17 in commissions is what I'm showing.
So can't you just do it on your own without them? Because let me tell you something. The logo of a corporation tells you exactly who they're working for, where they're coming from, and who they are. And if you look closely at the Amazon logo, you will realize that it's a logo of the Freemasonry, and it is a phallic symbol. So basically, they're giving you the finger every time you do business with them. They are the enemy. You're doing business with the enemy,
I don't think anybody thinks, well, you know, for that matter, if I may say, and I tend to agree with you, but I think there's a practical aspect to it all. But, you know, nobody thinks Jeff Bezos is a moral or a nice guy. I think his last divorce cost him $42 billion. But, you know, having said that, if you go to the top of any major corporation, you're going to find that they're almost entirely run and peopled by sociopaths. And that is according to statistics. They don't come from Fox News or anything. They've done studies on these CEOs, and these guys are megalomaniac types. And if you're going to try to dodge them all, you're going to have a very difficult time. And there is a certain what I would call quality of life issue that goes along with, you know, letting them have their pound of flesh while you do business. But the good news is, if we have the collapse I'm expecting, you will wind up in a barter society, and they will wind up moving to their private island, and that'll be the end of that.
You're absolutely right about what you said. Can't you just do business by yourself? Do you have a website, right?
There's more to it than having a website. No, I'm not shutting you down. Hear me out. All right.
Okay.
I've been doing websites since 1994. And here's the pattern I have found. Unless you have a brand new product at least once a week, a brand new product that you've got to go out and buy in bulk in order to make any money and stock yourself, you can't do it. Now, here's the problem. After about 3 to 5 weeks, that new product that's selling like hotcakes goes from 11 units a week to one a month. And it happens just overnight, and then you're stuck with all this product, but you still got to go through Amazon or eBay to unload.
Yeah.
All right? Now, I'm just telling you from experience. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you that can't do it.
Well, can I put one more practical spin on this? And this is the way I like to do things. I've got choices here where I live. I live semi-rural. And if I can get something from one of our local ma and pa stores, that is exactly where I go. Even if I have to pay a buck more, I'm going to go there because there is the local pride, the local people. They got families. They go to church around here, and there's something egregious about allowing a Walmart to walk straight over the top of your friends. And so that's the way you know. If we take this from the gigantic Amazon.com and we bring it down to the local level, which is what do they think? Think global, act local. If we do that, then you know you do have a chance to swing your sword for justice by just simply avoiding those things at the local level. And then you're always going to wind up having to do something with Amazon at some point, but you should be able to limit it.
Right. Like, you know, where we live, Rick, you know where we're at. Caller, I'm not looking at your name now. I apologize. But
The White Rose.
Also,
here's a break.
You know, there's a lot of stuff we can't get anywhere but Amazon. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. 3 minutes.
May I hold?
3. Yes, please.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to Rural Survival here on RBN. We're speaking with White Rose, and he was asking about other places to get stuff other than Amazon. Okay. Go ahead, guys.
So, folks, let me tell you what I've been doing lately for being able to get communications into me, information okay. into me. I saved up for like 2 or 3 months so I could buy a free-to-air satellite. I got it from Rick's Satellite in Missouri, and I got a free-to-air satellite, so I'm able to get all the Patriot Radio channels, RBN and Rents cool. and AVR and all that. And also, I get the television. I get the Russia Today. And have you ever heard of Press TV? Yes.
No, I have not.
Okay, Press TV is Iranian TV, and then you also have a CNC, the Chinese news channel, right? But
yes, which I watch online at least once a day.
Yeah, if you watch the Press TV, you could see how much we're being lied to by the American media, right? The liars.
Well, some,
yeah.
Well,
as William Casey said, you know, we've been successful when everything Americans believe is a lie. You know,
yeah, right,
you
and,
know,
they
he was CIA
and they
director.
Do.
I actually personally met the man a few times.
Okay, so last Sunday, a very famous, not in this country, but all around the world, the news anchor for Press TV, she's a 59 or a 60-year-old grandmother. Her name is Marzi Hashemi, and she's the top news anchor on Press TV. She came to the United States to visit her sick brother and her families. And they arrested her in the St. Louis airport. The FBI arrested her in the St. Louis airport, took her to Washington, D.C., and locked her up. They removed her garb against her will. They're trying to feed her pork, bologna. She hasn't eaten. I don't know how much she's eaten in the past week. But for 72 hours, there was no statement at all as to what any charges were against her, and there are no charges against her. She's being held as a material witness, but they don't say as a material witness to what.
And they don't have to, so though. Remember Patriot Act.
Right. Well, Patriot Act is definitely unconstitutional, which we
all agree.
Know is unconstitutional. So I'm trying to draw attention to the fact that, yes, they're doing this all under the unconstitutional, unlawful Patriot Act. It might be legal, but it's unlawful. You know, if you look up in Black's Law Dictionary, it tells you what is lawful is not legal, and what is legal is not lawful. They're opposing ideologies. And everybody is fooled into thinking lawful means legal, and that's part of the brainwashing. Okay? And another thing I'd like to say is beware of all religions. All religions are suspect. Because basically, from what they claim, they all stem from supposedly one of the first religions, Judaism. And I would like to offer the fact that there is really no such thing as Judaism. The beliefs and teachings of the ancient Israelites, when Solomon built the first temple, everything went downhill from there. Okay? Solomon built the first temple. It gave the Babylonian Talmud Pharisee Templars something to take over and co-opt. So they did this. They co-opted it, and they turned it into this false religion that in the year 1610 or 12, with the rewriting of the Bible by Sir Francis Bacon, the pun, Bacon, Sir Francis Bacon, rewrote the Bible, okay? And so you have to be careful of what you know, everybody says you got to believe everything in the Bible. Okay, okay. As soon as somebody tells me I have to do something, what am I going to do? I'm going to question that because nobody tells me I have to do anything in this country, right? I don't have to believe the Bible. I could believe the Bible if I choose to, or I could believe this other. If you go to Amazing Discoveries, which is another religion, it's the Seventh-day Adventist, this Dr. Walter Weiss, and he's very smart, and much of what he has to say is amazingly true and great information. But I'm still not beholden to the fact that they're just another religion. You know, they got a lot of truth, but there's a lot of stuff there that I'm not too hip with, right? But Walter Weiss speaks of all the Freemasonry stuff and links it all together, and how that the Catholics, when the Catholics turned pagan in the year 360 A.D. with Constantine, all right. That's when the Catholic religion went downhill. And then in the year 600, they created the Muslim religion, right, to have somebody to fight, right? Got to have somebody to fight. Got to have money to spend money on weapons of war, right? So that's why I mistrust all religions. What I do is I worship in spirit and truth. And when I say worship, that word to me means love. I love the Father in heaven and his Son, Yeshu Emmanuel, the one known as Jesus the Christ, who is the Paradise Creator Son, the creator of our local universe. And if you want to learn more, go to my website, the White Rose, thewhiterose.simplesite.com, and read the whole first page and read all 15 pages, please. The first article on the page is The Mark of the Beast and How to Remove It. Because everybody's worried about
URL one more time because we got to get going. We've got callers.
Okay, thewhiterose.simplesite.com. All lowercases, no spaces. Simple site is spelled SimpleSite. And the very first article on the thing is the Mark of the Beast and How to Remove It. And everybody's worried about getting the Mark of the Beast and this and that and not having the Mark of the Father. The Mark of the Beast is all ideological and on your hand, and it's your signature.
Thanks for the call, Mr. Rose. We'll talk again.
Yep. We got to go, buddy. All right, next, Lori, introduce our next caller, please.
Our next caller is Sherry from Kansas on line 5. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Earlier in the first hour, you were talking about respiratory stuff, and this week on James McCanney's show, he mentioned that there was an inferior conjunction with Venus on, I believe it was October 26th in 2018, And he said as far back as the 1200s, the Chinese, and this is in their literature, they made the observation that when there was a inferior conjunction of the Earth with Venus, and do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, Tina? I actually do.
I think we're probably talking about what's been bugging me since October.
Yeah, and he made that observation, and it's because of what he said, that they've actually taken a probe up and got some of what's in
the
comet tail of Venus.
Right.
And they've analyzed it, and there is some, real primitive DNA stuff.
Yes.
Anyway, I thought that was
at least the chemicals required for building DNA.
Yeah.
But yes, you're correct.
This the other night, Jeff Rance had Betty Martin on. She's the one that's put up about aspartame. And one of the things she said was that she found out that aspartame anti-seizure drugs, and aspartame itself seizures.
Huh.
She letter to this Gottlieb, Scott Gottlieb, who's head of the FDA now, and he's just a shill for the drug companies. His history is, working
for
the drug
companies. Well, I think they all are. CDC, I think once you get up in those higher levels, you got to be or you don't get the job.
Yeah, and she said that they're also putting aspartame in some vaccines, which makes no sense at all.
No, it doesn't, except that it works as an adjuvant to make your immune system weaker so that the vaccine supposedly works better.
An adjuvant is
supposed to irritate
to cause an enhanced immune reaction. Maybe it does.
Well, I just don't mess with them.
Yeah.
I get my medical information from Mary Poppins, and she said a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. Maybe that's what they're doing.
I think we ought to go back to some of the old medicines.
Yeah.
In the yard, back in the backyard.
They also said that all gastrointestinal generic drugs have aspartame in them.
I don't doubt that.
I find that interesting. I know someone close to me
I wonder what their thinking is there. The people that can only afford genetic, we'll give them aspartame so they die sooner, and the rich people will not give them aspartame, so, they keep buying. It makes you wonder what their thinking is.
Well, in that nasty letter that Betty wrote, she said, Gottlieb, the head of the FDA, she mentioned... And talking about that, she mentioned that at one time the Chicago Tribune said they would do an expose on how they never did all the stuff. And she mentioned, the Huntsfield was sitting on the board of the Chicago Tribune. So, duh.
Right.
Anyway, the last thing I had is I want to encourage people to check out a book called The Emotion Code, and it's by Dr. Bradley Nelson. He's a chiropractor, but it's very interesting, and it is possible to download a PDF version free online.
Okay.
You search around. And, It's on the it's an energy medicine idea, but a lot of times, you know, there are emotions associated with, you know, our health problems.
So, oh, sure.
And that's what this is about. And it's very interesting. And I was telling you about the despiraling, and it's on a vein of energy medicine, and it's a self-help book. Learn to do it yourself, and you can even help others with it. So I encourage people to check that out. It's called The Emotion Code.
Okay.
So that's all I have.
All right. Well, thank you very much, ma'am. Okay, appreciate your call, Sherry. All right, who do we have next, Lori?
We have Fred in Michigan on line 3. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
There's a Dr. Frank Schellenberg, who's an anti-aging longevity expert, and he's got a book called Bursting with Energy, and he probably has others. Been forgetting to bring that to everyone's attention. It's about oxygenating the sacred body temple with things like ozone and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. I recently put that to the test and was absolutely astonished. What I want to tell you, let me tell you this. About 25 years ago at my local farmer's market, I met a really attractive young lady, a daughter of a guy who was a butcher, and she confided that she was planning to go to college, pre-med, medical school. And I said, well, I just learned about it. Dr. Koch, K-O-C-H-E, I think it is. And all about the marvelous bennies of food grade H2O2. Well, I hadn't seen her since that time. And then somehow I came upon her in the phone book. I gave her a call a year ago, actually, after the holidays. And she says, you know, I did what you said I should do, look into H2O2. Here's what she said. She had never been able to retain data very well.
Right.
But suddenly she had a photographic memory, or the equivalent to it. And she only needed 4 hours of sleep every night. She got all A's in pre-med. Went to medical school. Graduated at the top of her class, et cetera. But she's not doing pharmaceutical allopathy. She's doing anti-aging longevity. It's like Frank Schellenberg. So that's why I bring up Bursting with Energy, his book. But there's another book called Healing Spices. And this guy is an MD, PhD from MD Anderson in Houston, where NASA goes, you know. And I bring that book up, Healing Spices, because the plagues of Europe that started in 1348, the body robbers were rounded up by the aristocracy to query as to why they were not contracting and dying of the plague, which is the equivalent of Ebola. And they ultimately, of course, revealed their secret. Spices, eating spices right. Every day, spice oils, and you know, so really, as Dr. Robert Mendelson told Phil Donahue on his TV broadcast, Mendelson, MD, author of Descent in Medicine, 9 Doctors Speak Out, Confessions of a Medical Heretic, How Doctors Manipulate Women, these are his books. He said the only reason for a medical concentration center, his word, his phrase, and he was Jewish, was the ER. He said, if you have a need for emergency trauma, that's where you go.
Right.
If you absolutely have to, you have no other recourse. That's the only reason, purpose for a hospital. So when we have all these resources available through the library, my county library has brought every one of these books into the system. And when I check with them periodically, I ask them, are these books being checked out? And they said, yeah, they're our most popular books. Healing Spices, Bursting with Energy.
Fred, before you take off, I think you better mention to the callers, there is a very specific protocol for the ingestion of hydrogen peroxide, food grade H2O2. It's got such high quantities of oxygen that if you just take a big drink of it, it could actually blow your brain up. So there is you're only supposed to be able to put so many drops in a glass of water. Maybe you mention what the proper dose would be when we
all
get
right,
back.
Go ahead and hang on through the break if you could answer that for us, Fred. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes, and then we got to wrap up the show.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Back to Real Survival here on RBN. We have just a few minutes left of our program. Fred, you were going to let us know if you knew the safe amount of peroxide to use when we're using it?
I did one drop per 2 ounces. And when I called the toll-free number, I actually got it at a health food store. That's really the only place to get it. And those people are very wise who provide it at the health food stores. One drop per, like, 2 ounces. I took mine in juice, but they recommend distilled water because it will bind to minerals, whatever. I still got a really amazing effect. And I did one drop per ounce, but they say starting off it's best to go one drop per 2 or 3 ounces of distilled or deionized RO water, whatever, like that. And
okay.
But the other thing I want to bring up quick is ozone. I'm pretty sure aquariums use an ozonator. I think that's what oxygenates and purifies the aquarium water. I'm going to look into that. I think we can really make our own ozonated water very easily with an inexpensive ozonator.
That's an interesting thought.
I'm not aware of that, and I've been doing fish farming all my adult life. I haven't heard of that. I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't know everything.
Nor do I.
Shock.
Nor do I. You know, life is an adventure of discovery, you know? So,
oh, it is.
You know, it's great to meet people like you and everyone on RBN and in the health food stores. I mean, it's amazing. Even these librarians, they recently brought in a book by Israel Shahak, just an absolutely marvelous Israeli professor of truth, a truth warrior who wrote the book Jewish History, Jewish Religion, The Weight of 3,000 Years. And the head librarian is Jewish himself. He says, man, I'm glad you told me. I got to read this book.
Fred, so, I got to let you go, buddy. We got to wrap up the show now. We are out of time. So anyway, folks, Lori, last thoughts? You got about a minute, maybe?
No, I think next week I'll just give you guys a recipe for a Euro Chief to help cold and flus.
Oh, cool. Excellent. I hope I get it in advance.
any last thoughts?
Yeah. If you guys want to have a little bit of fun, there is a group of what I presume are brothers. It's called 14-Year-Old Fiddler. And these guys are playing Orange Blossom Special, and it's kind of a spoof kidding video, but there are like five brothers, and I'll tell you what, these guys are playing absolutely together as one. They are in tune, and when it comes to fiddles, Orange Blossom Special, I guess, would be my favorite. So if you want to have 5 minutes of fun, and I guarantee you'll watch it twice, take a look.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Well, folks, thank you. It's been a really fast 2 hours, as usual. Please don't forget to visit ruralsurvival.show. That's ruralsurvival.show. Don't forget about all those free downloads that can really help you on about every subject you can imagine. Well, same time, same channel next week, folks. And may God rest the soul of President Jefferson Davis and General Robert E. Lee. God bless us all and God bless America, folks. Bye-bye.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com
or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.